They're always on the road. They'll be at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan Saturday night, then the Star Plaza Theater in Merrillville on Sunday. We'd like to welcome to the show our old buddy JY from Styx. You have a good Christmas?
I did, Pete. How about you?
I had a fantastic Christmas, but I ate way too much. And we have a dietitian, JY, coming in about a half hour. You're a guy that's on the road all the time, and you're super skinny. I mean, you're in great shape. How do you do that?
I'm not super skinny, but when you're tall, you can carry a little bit more around with you. I have a trainer here locally that I work out with, and what he tells me is the fact that I'm running around on stage and my guitar, it doesn't weigh that much, but nonetheless, typically once every third day, I'm running around on stage for a couple of hours with probably a 10-pound weight dragging around with the guitar and working up a sweat and that kind of a thing. And most of the other people my trainer works with, you know, get on a train and go downtown Chicago and sit at their desk all day. And so I'm getting, even though they're maybe working out more regularly than I am, I'm I'm getting the aerobics plus walking from one side of O'Hare to the other more times than I can count.
I've seen you eat, too. You eat very well. Like, we had lunch not too long ago. You had a salad for lunch, and I think I had, like, a steak.
you're a skinny young fella, so what do you expect?
And I think I had a beer with it, as a matter of fact. This is at 11:30 in the morning, so. What'd you get for Christmas?
We got more coal than we're going to need to keep this house warm for the rest of the winter.
What do you get a rock star? I mean, you have everything. You don't need anything for Christmas.
You know, honestly, I really discourage people sending me gifts, and every now and then I'll get something that's really interesting and unique. But, I mean, this year, you know, things are so difficult out there. I think the whole gift-giving thing, I mean, obviously we're a consumer-driven economy, so if you're going to look at it from that perspective, yes, go out and buy something for someone. But on the other hand, I just think there's so many people in need that need serious, proper financial support. So, you know, to have to race out and buy sometimes frivolous gifts for people just so you have got them something is...
Right.
I don't think that's the spirit of the season that I like to connect with.
So Styx doesn't do a grab bag. Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, we all grew up in the South Side here, but in this stage, this incarnation of the band now, Tommy Shaw lives in California, Chuck Panazzo lives in Florida, I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
Our drummer Todd, who grew up in North Suburbs, he's in Austin, Texas, as is our day-to-day bass player, Ricky Phillips, he's down in Austin, and the keyboard player, Lawrence Gowan, is in Toronto. So we're scattered across North America, so a grab bag is very difficult, and we see so much of each other that we're not about to race together just to exchange Christmas gifts.
JY, I always thought that was interesting, because there's so many bands like that where everybody lives everywhere, and you guys, let's say you have a gig in Minnesota. So everybody hops on a plane, and you meet in Minnesota, and you hop on the bus, and then is that how you do it? How does it work?
Well, actually, we do have a gig in Minnesota tomorrow. It's going to be 7 degrees there, and so we'll all fly into Minnesota. Hopefully everybody can get there from all across North America. Both the band and crew are scattered across North America, and
Jeez.
So we go to the first gig, and then there'll be a bus there to take us down to somewhere in Cook County, and then we'll play Waukegan, as you said, on Saturday at the Genesee, which is a beautiful...
Great theater.
Wonderful old theater.
Yeah.
And down at the Star Plaza, which is just a great rock and roll room down there in Indiana. So
there's a lot of great history at the Star Plaza, man.
Yeah.
And you guys, do you guys play that every year, every other year? I mean, you've been there a lot.
We were there 2 years ago. It just kind of depends. We played the Rialto in Joliet November a year ago, so that kind of competes for the I-80 crowd down there. But we're back here at our... friendly confines of the Star Plaza in Merrillville.
We're talking with JY of Styx. We had Kevin Cronin on the show last week, and you know, we did that fundraiser for San Miguel Schools where you're on the board too with us.
I am indeed.
Yeah, you did that a few years ago. And Kevin, when he was up on stage, and I'm not kidding, his parents were there, his neighbors were there. I mean, he was related to everybody in the audience, and he had to get people tickets. Is it more of a hassle when you play in town? Because people are calling you up for tickets, or is it more fun?
I love performing for my old friends, and so they can kind of come out, and it's kind of my one chance to catch up because I'm gone so much of the time, and family responsibility seems to only grow as the days march on for me. So it's really a time for just get to see people that I haven't seen in a long time, and they can kind of, you know, see where I'm at, and vice versa. So it takes a lot of energy. It's like I'm throwing a party, and Styx is performing at it in Waukegan on Saturday and Merrillville on Sunday. But I get a chance to see people I don't see typically for the rest of the year. So
do you appreciate it more now that you're older? And that's one of the things Kevin mentioned. He didn't appreciate it when he was younger, and now he looks back and he's like, wow, what a great run. Do you appreciate it more?
Well, I would say, you know, seeing how both REO Speedwagon and Styx really, our sort of success came kind of the golden age of classic rock.
Mm-hmm.
And our music became the soundtrack to the glorious misspent youth of the baby boomers. And because they are the biggest economic engine in this day and age here in 2012, soon to be 2013, in a way, we are extremely fortunate, and it is so much tougher to, you can't sell records like you used to unless you're Adele or someone of that nature, mm-hmm. Taylor Swift, and but our audience is very large, and the internet has taken away a lot of the sales and killed a lot of jobs in the record industry, and all the record stores are pretty much gone. We have a new compilation that's being sold at Walmart, but that's about the only place that there has physical retail of records. And I am more grateful every day. We've had an incredible run, and it seems like the segment of our audience under the age of 25 is growing at this point, which is kind of crazy, but delightfully wonderful.
Right. You know what? It's funny. I have a 7-year-old, and he has no idea what a liner note is. I mean, I used to love going to record stores, and there's a record store on the corner of Ashland and Division. I can't remember the name of it, but I went in there, and it's albums and CDs, and people just hang out, and they just read. They're picking up albums, and they're reading, you know, albums. I'm like, wow. Man, that was so much fun. People used to hang out
vinyl,
in record
vinyl
stores.
Vinyl is actually a growth industry again, although it's shrunken so much that it's rebounding from an extremely low level. But nonetheless, people are sort of, because it's so far out that it's back in again with a lot of people, and they've learned how to manufacture them, I think, so they sound even better than they used to. So it's a pretty good deal.
What about movie soundtracks? Because your music seems to come up in movies all the time. That's got to help.
Well, certainly Adam Sandler, we owe a debt.
He loves you, man.
Lives. Adam, I mean, we had never met him at that point when he put three of our songs in Big Daddy, and actually the dialogue about us that not only comes out of his mouth but comes out of the little guy's mouth. You know, that, you know, you can't buy that kind of exposure. Not only did that movie do well the first time around, the box office $150 million, but it seems like for years it was on cable every other week.
Right.
And worked his way down through the channels.
And did you finally meet him, Adam Sandler?
Yeah, there was a Spike TV thing, and they had the first annual Guy's Choice Award back in 2006 or 7, it was. And he asked that we come and play Renegade, because he was Renegade in his first movie, Billy Madison.
Oh,
and
yes,
we were happy
that's
to
right.
Do that. And so he and I had a chance to finally talk to the guy. And Tommy Shaw, who lived in New York for a while, had run into him on the streets of New York at one point. They were both kind of tongue-tied, didn't really know what to say to each other, but just that they were, you know, there's huge mutual admiration society going on there.
Well, do you find that a lot where people, you know, love Styx, and they finally get backstage and they meet you and they don't have anything to say?
I think a lot of times people just don't know what to say. I have a sort of peculiar relationship with Eddie Van Halen, who I've seen 3 or 4 times in my life, and you know, it's been friendly, it's been crazy back in the day when he was sort of drinking a little too much, but even with him, from my perspective, I mean, he's brilliant and a genius, but sort of a tortured genius in a way.
Oh yeah, man, he's got a lot of demons.
But the last time we were at a Christmas gathering for some charity out in Los Angeles, and we sat next to each other, and he just kind of opened up to me like he never had before, and we had a nice chat. But it really is hard to sort of to go meet your idol and know what
sure.
to say.
Sure, absolutely. We're talking with JY of Styx. I love the fact that REO Styx and Cheap Trick, you guys are friends. Because sometimes coming up in the ranks, you look at other bands and you say, I don't like those guys, and I don't know why, but I just don't.
Well, we were competitors. We always felt we were competitors with REO, and in fact, the one chance we had a number one record was the same year they had their chance, and we battled after all those years. We were battling in 1981, us with Paradise Theater, and then with High End Fidelity, and back and forth. And A&M Records was a great record company, and we're just delighted that we had, you know, the bulk of our career with them. But they had the power of the CBS, which back at that point in time was just awesome. They were on Epic, and so they had a larger machine sort of working on their behalf, and then they wanted more weeks at number one than we did, and actually sold, I think, more albums than we did that year. So God bless them. But nonetheless, you know, I felt like we were competitors with them back in the day, and Cheap Trick I never really felt competitive with. I mean, I knew those guys when they were a club band, and way back, and actually my youngest, dearly departed, well, my middle brother was a couple years younger than me, actually was in a band with Robin Zander long before Styx and Cheap Trick back in the late 60s, so it's kind of, so Robin always says to me, J.Y., your brother kicked me out of the band, so.
So you guys were hanging out in Rockford back in the day when Cheap Trick was coming up.
Well, my brother would drive out from Chicago. My brother was going to Northwestern, and he would drive out to Evanston to bring Robin back in because everyone at that point knew Robin had a great voice, and they wanted him in this band. But it just was – my brother got frustrated with the idea of having to drive Robin Zander around at that point. I mean, I have a vague recollection of the story.
That's so funny. That's Robin to a T. Somebody's got to drive him around and dial the phone for him. But I've said this once. I've said it 100 times. Guys like Robin Zander and Kevin Cronin – their voice has stood the test of time. They haven't burned out their voice. Their voices still sound fantastic to this day.
No, Kevin is great, and Robin is, you know, the way he sings some of those Beatles songs is just astounding, you know.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then he wears the Beatle, you know, he comes out in the band outfit,
not
you know.
Not afraid to put the get up on.
No, not at all. And he's got the hat and the whole deal, you know, the Sgt. Pepper stuff. And J.Y.
And Rick Dalton is such a shy guy.
Oh, yeah, Rick is such a shy guy. Yeah, he just celebrated a birthday the other day, as a matter of fact. A lot of people probably don't know, you're a huge football fan. Sunday, Bears need to win. Do they go into Detroit, and do they beat the Lions?
Boy, that is a very tough question. We didn't win there last year, and it seems like they kind of have our number, although they imploded. I could not believe when whoever it was Houston that they held to a safety. No, it wasn't Houston. It was Atlanta. And but then when they had to,
yeah, they got blown out by Atlanta.
But then the guy wasn't smart. The guy that was returning the kick for the safety just fair caught it at like the 5 yard line when he had a whole field. He could have run back the thing, and he wasn't. He'd probably never done it before, and no one coached him. It's kind of amazing to me that he didn't, but it was just a terrible mental error.
Right.
Killed the Lions. So the Bears got a chance. The Bears have a chance.
Do they win, yes or no?
Oh, man. Of course they do.
All right.
It's the Bears.
Do the Packers beat the Vikings at home?
Of course they do.
That's an easy answer right there. And every time I talk to you on the radio, I always get, hey, Styx played at my prom. We're getting text messages right now. I'll be in the front row for Styx on Sunday. Tell JY hello from 219 area code. I mean, it's funny because, you know, everybody remembers.
Well, we did an awful lot. We did definitely come up through the ranks in Chicago, and there was not exactly – there's really no music scene, so you played whatever gigs you could get, and we did play some things that were not exactly the hippest things to do, but nonetheless, it allowed us to continue to work and hone our craft. And, I mean, I have all these people whose children have gone to the Berklee School of Music in over in Boston, and they're – great hotshot players can play circles around me in many instances, but they don't know what to do after that. And it's about being in a band and staying together and believing in yourself when no one else does, and not taking no for an answer. And that's what we did from the South Side of Chicago. And we did some things that probably weren't the coolest thing at the time, but all of a sudden it's, you know, the whole thing kind of fell into place for us, and we were ready, willing, and able to run with it, and we did.
I love it. Well, Genesee Theater in Waukegan Saturday night, Star Plaza in Merrillville on Sunday. JY, you're the best. Great to talk to you.
Pete, great to talk to you.
And hopefully I'll see you soon, okay?
Look forward to it.